Hi. Yeah, I needed a text editor, and that's why I integrated TinyMCE in my Qt application. So a short, boring slide about me, but actually I only have 15 minutes, so. I was looking for a text editor as I'm currently writing my own CMS, and you know, usually what you get in UI frameworks are just text controls, which allow you a little bit of, you know, editing strings, and Qt also has like a rich text control where you can display and edit HTML and rich text in a very basic way, but that's not really what I need. And then while doing some research on that topic, I saw that KDE Frameworks 5, which basically is KDE libraries for Qt wrapped into a new framework kind of, has something called KText Editor class. And which, if you really want to use C++, probably is the best way to go. And so if you have used things like Kate under Linux or somewhere else, that's probably where it builds up on. So also, yeah, WXWidget has something like that in the library, I remember from my days when I did that. So I've been looking at KDE frameworks, and I was not too hesitant to use it as, even if it's like the best solution for C++, I'm not sure how good the Windows support is, and I do still work under Windows, and it should kind of work with Qt, but is there an alternative, and TinyMCE is what I'm currently using, and maybe I can integrate it. Because this is the dependency graph for the KDE solution, and I thought maybe I found something which is easier to integrate into my application than this dependency math. So what I need is kind of what you see is what you get editor for HTML parts. I want to be able to edit links, to edit images, and TinyMCE is able to do all of that. And yeah, this is the end result. And this is the editor in my program, so as you see, it works. But how the hell do I get there? So TinyMCE is written in JavaScript, so it's kind of, you know, you have to have some HTML wrapping, and then it's basically living inside a browser. It's browser technology. It's not meant to be integrated into some kind of application, and its interfaces are mainly for integrating into a server environment or into a different environment. And then I have on the other side a QWebView, which can give me kind of like a browser-like environment based on WebKit. It offers also a bridge between C++ and JavaScript so that I can execute commands from C++ to JavaScript and the other way around. Of course, yeah, it's a browser window, so it renders HTML and it has a C++ API, which basically is everything I would need to make this work. In a perfect world, TinyMCE has a few limitations. The first limitation is like everything which is in the browser stays there. So we have this little editor window, and this little editor window is basically where everything which is inside of TinyMCE can only go. So if we open a dialog, it will stay inside this window. And that's like really, really weird, and the dialogs of TinyMCE do not scale at all. So there is like some windows even which are only closable because we have scroll bars. And then also the other hand is integrating this is always a little bit of a hack. I really need to write my own plugins in JavaScript. And one example is the official way to integrate images into the editor is actually having either a JavaScript file on the file system or having kind of like a PHP file which actually generates this JavaScript file which contains a JavaScript variable pointing at a list of images. And yeah, you probably could use an executable for that on the file system, but I didn't try that. But I thought, well, how about if I give it an URL which is pointing to localhost and I have a server running there? Well, guess what? That doesn't work. So I began to understand that I need to if I want to make that working because the basic functionality of editing text works out of the box. But things like images, etc., are a bit more tricky. So I need to be able to replace the dialogues which I want to use and which are not big enough or which use like images with my own dialogues which live in the Qt world and can, you know, exist outside of the window of the browser. And yeah, the integration of images and links turns out to be really difficult as there's kind of like the same origin policy in the browser, and also there's another limitation which we will see soon. Because from the QWebKit view of things, I'm very easy able to register the object, which is basically wrapping the whole editor into JavaScript, so I can easily call methods into C++ which are marked with qInvocable, or I could emit a signal from JavaScript which is then handled in Qt. And of course, I also can execute JavaScript from C++. So this becomes very important when we actually want to hack this to display a dialog in C++ land and then execute JavaScript to return the result of that dialog to the editor and actually display an image or change the HTML in the editor. So I have a class called HTML Text Editor. It's derived from QWebView, and it's basically wrapping the C++ interface for the text editor. And yeah, this is like a small version of the class. And I have one method which is invocable via JavaScript, and I have another method which I call via, which I connect to a signal. So I have tried both ways. From the JavaScript point of view, it's basically the same syntax, calling or emitting signals is like the same for JavaScript. I'm not sure which is the best method. In my opinion, from the laziness, invocable is better because I don't need to connect to that signal and don't have to register a signal for it. And maybe from the other point of view, from the performance, the signal might be better. And of course, the class can also, there's one method to execute JavaScript, and this method will also lock the JavaScript which we executed. And the constructor is not doing a lot because actually starting this editor is a bit tricky, and therefore there exists an init editor slot which is called via a timer, as we have no way of knowing that the editor actually is loaded, which was like really, really difficult to find out why some things didn't work on the start and later worked. The reason is that I can get a signal for having the HTML loaded, but then the JavaScript just started running and loading the editor and doing other things. And so I played around with timings and to figure out how long actually the JavaScript needs to load. And it's about like 150 to 200 milliseconds on my machine at home, and here on the laptop it takes a little bit longer. So the implementation from C++ point of view is I have to expose the class itself to JavaScript. I have to override the image link handlers and display a Qt dialog and then execute JavaScript. TinyMCE itself, I had to write plugins which actually handle the buttons and other things and commands in the editor, so that I really have to hack the editor here to replace certain calls in JavaScript with my own JavaScript, and then call into C++ and do basically the round trip. And then one problem I have is I need actually like a host file for the editor, which has to be a physical HTML file. Loading just a random HTML string containing everything which would be needed to run it didn't work. So this HTML file contains the text area and also contains the JavaScript needed to load TinyMCE, and the physical location in the directory where it is the base path for the editor, which means that all all images or other things which are added must have a relative path or must be in that directory to this editor, which, for example, means that if I have several folders in my CMS, I currently have to copy that file into each of those. This is a limitation which I'm currently trying to find out if I can work around it, but from the current point of view, it seems to be difficult. So in the constructor, I only do disable clicking on links, because otherwise we would open links in the editor where we're currently working on. And that was really a big surprise when that happened. So I turned that off and I connect to the signal. In this method, I actually set the base path, which is important to first know which editor HTML I should load. And I then also associate this with the current object in JavaScript, which then is called via window notation. I will show you that later. And yeah, here's the queue timer, and I use this to initialize the object later. So this is the code for onSelectImage, which first displays the image dialog. And then we'll just select boost, which is then just being displayed in the editor via executing this JavaScript in the exec JavaScript method, which just, this main frame is basically the pointer to the HTML frame in the C++ implementation of QWebKit, which holds our website and the editor. And we just evaluate the JavaScript there and log it before, so that I know what kind of JavaScript I have executed. And yeah, I'm not very good at JavaScript, so I'm just going to show you a few little lines of JavaScript. This is how, as we have added this object, which is ourselves, is a C++ object actually, to the window variable of JavaScript, and we're able to call methods and emit signals, which is the same syntax actually, and we also could hand over parameters from JavaScript. And yeah, then I have to add a button to the editor and a little bit of other setup, and then basically it works. Current limitation, lots of resources get allocated and wasted for this. One editor should be enough in my opinion, but instead I have like an editor that's loaded. The base path and a few other limitations don't really mix up, especially with the editor HTML. I'm currently not really happy, but I tried to set the base URI of the editor, and that does not work in JavaScript. And yeah, it's really difficult to debug JavaScript and WebKit inside a Qt application. And yeah, what I also would need is a text editor for HTML text, CSS, JavaScript. Tiny MCE is, in my opinion, no good for that, so maybe I need some other web editors. And for example, Atom would not be an alternative. I looked at Atom, but Atom is based on Node.js and runs in, like, in its own environment and runtime. Therefore, it's not really able to integrate in any other application. So the end result is I have a working HTML editor. Some fine-tuning is still needed. And yeah, some parts always will be a hack. TinyMCE, the 4x branch, the newest branch of TinyMCE, did not run in the QWebKit. So that's why I also used the 3 version, which also is the version I'm used to work with. So that's fine. And yeah, that's everything.